Amen. If you'd like to get comfortable. If you are a smaller human, you might want to come and sit on the floor near me so you can see what I'm going to do. So you are invited to come. Don't race. But you're welcome to come and sit because I'm going to do a demonstration and you're going to enjoy seeing it, I'm sure. Okay? So today is Easter Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
Easter Sunday. It is the day that we remember Jesus dying and then coming back to life. So this morning, we're going to look at why Jesus died. So I'm going to do this illustration so we can physically see what Jesus has done for each of us. So here I have a clean handkerchief, a plain white handkerchief, okay? This represents our life. We were all created by God. And when we were created, we were made clean and pure. God made all of us into his image. And he said when he made humans, it was very good. So double thumbs up. It wasn't just good, it was very good. Give me a double thumbs, everyone. Very good. It was very good. The bad news, there is bad news in this story. I know. Thank you. But it is much worse than a little R. The bad news is sin entered into the world. Sadly, humans chose to do whatever they wanted with their own lives. They chose to turn their back on God and make decisions that they wanted to do and not what God wanted them to do. But because of God's great love for each of us, he made a plan. So sin, it started with the first humans, Adam and Eve. You know, the Bible says that all have sinned. Even those of us who might feel that we are a good human, you have sinned. We all sinned. We all fall short of the goodness and glory of God. And we can sin by the things that we do, the things that we say, and the things that we think. So we might be really mean and unkind to people. We might use language that is really rude and offensive. We might be swearing. We might be telling a lie. Oh, no, Mummy, it wasn't me who broke that. Oh, no, I didn't leave work early. No, it wouldn't have been me. We might be selfish and only think about me, me, me. We might be prideful, thinking, I'm better than all the other people here. Out of our mouths might come gossip. And when we look at our lives and we think about sin, sin isn't just the big things in our life. It's the everyday choices. It's putting ourselves first instead of God. Look how sin affects our life. It makes our life messy. It's messy now, isn't it? It's ruined. It's messy. It's impure. And there might be a day when you think about changing your life. Oh, I need to clean up my act. And so, this is you in your own power. You might try things differently. You might think, oh, maybe to be better, I might go to church. Or you might think, oh, I'm going to try speaking more kindly to my mum and dad or to my colleagues or to my spouse. You might think, oh, I've really got to stop arguing. I've got to stop arguing. I've got to stop lying. I've got to stop gossiping. And we try to deal with our own problems. And you try and do this in your own strength, in your own way. And you realise that sin doesn't just start to affect you. Sin starts to bleed out into every area of your life. It starts to then affect those who are around you. The people who have heard you gossiping about your colleagues, they think, oh, I've heard them say that. I'm going to start saying that too. That's a normal, that's an okay thing to say. Have you ever been with someone and you learn you pick up the same words that they use? Yeah. It starts rubbing off on those around you. The mean things that you say, other people start copying you. If you're the big sibling, sometimes your little brother or sister, they start copying you, don't they? And no matter how hard we try and remove the sin, we just end up making a much bigger mess. We can try and do it on our own, but it just gets messier. The pollution of sin is that it spoils our lives. The power of sin is that we become slaves to sin. We become comfortable. We become trapped by the wrong things that we are doing. The penalty for sin is that we are found guilty. There are consequences for our actions. And the partition of sin is that we are made separate from God. That's sad. That's really sad. So all sin, all wrongdoing, all things that make God sad have consequences. Because humans chose to turn away from him, they deserve the consequence of eternal separation, a life without God. But God has such a deep love for you. That's you individually. He knew that in order to restore the relationship with him, we needed a saviour. We needed Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, I read, God made Jesus Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God. And Jesus, he lived a perfect life. He taught people about Father God. He showed love and compassion and kindness to all people of all nations, of all ages. He performed miracles. He healed the sick. He fed thousands and thousands of people. He calmed storms and he raised the dead. And these things all show Jesus' power. Who he really was, the Son of God. You know, even though Jesus was human, he was tempted like you and I, but he never sinned. That's what made him able to take the punishment for his friends. The good news, so we can cheer a bit. The good news. Yay! Yes. The good news is that Jesus died for you. He died for you. Look to the person next to you and say, Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. He did. You know, Jesus didn't just talk about love. You know, he showed it. He lived it out. And ultimately, he gave his whole life for us. And when Jesus died on that cross, he took all of our sin upon himself. He took the punishment and the consequence for what we deserve so that we can be forgiven. The pollution of sin is wiped out. I turn it that way. The power of sin is broken. Hallelujah. The penalty of sin is forgiven. And the partition of sin on the cross is taken down. Jesus. Yeah, it's time to celebrate, isn't it? It's time to celebrate. Jesus gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. And that's from Titus 2:14. Jesus did not stay dead. He rose again, proving that he has the power over sin and death. That is something to rejoice and celebrate about. This is what Jesus offers each of us. Yeah? Jesus offers us a clean life, a fresh start. Not because of what we've done, but because of what he has done. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, it deals with our past. He forgives all of our sins. All the things that have made him sad that we do, he forgives us. He deals with our present state. He has made a way for us to have friendship with the creator of the universe, with God. And he has a plan for our future. He has made a way for each of us to spend eternity with him. For God so loved the world that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So when you've been transformed by the mighty power of God, when you were like this, clean again, when you have been transformed by the power of God, when you know him as your Lord and Saviour, when you aren't living a life of sin, it not only transforms your life, but it transforms the life of those around you. Instead of speaking negatively, you start speaking life. You show the love of Jesus. You're a good and kind friend. You bring those who are friends with you along to church and introduce them to Jesus as well. And they get transformed too. They don't stay the same. And this offer of a relationship with God is for everyone. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We all have a choice to make. You know, I can personally testify that having Jesus in my life and as my friend means that I will never be alone. I can always call on him. He gives me wisdom. He gives me peace. He gives me joy. And he gives me a promise of life with him forever. And for that, I cannot thank him enough. So we're going to take some time now in our tables to have a little chat, to talk about the transforming work of Jesus for you. So pray for each other. If anyone's here who doesn't yet know Jesus but wants to, pray for them. We can all do this. We can pray round tables. We can each share what Jesus' death on the cross means for you. So let's spend some time chatting and processing, reminding us of what Jesus has done for each of us personally, okay?